Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's 9:30. We've fully launched into the holiday season now. So what are people spending their money on? Let's check in with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. Let me ask you that question, Jerry. What did people spend their money on this past weekend?
They spent it on movies, not products. Moana pulled in $221 million, which sounds like a lot, but actually it's the most for a weekend Thanksgiving start for a movie ever. So it's blowing the top off of it. Wicked brought in $117 million, so that's a wonderful performance for that. Folks are taking their families to these two movies. They're flooding the theaters, and that's going to continue. So even in places where they're getting snowed in, they're going to be moving over to watch streaming stuff. Clearly, this season is the season to do family viewing, and there's going to be a lot more of that.
I think that's very interesting that you say family viewing, because I know for us sometimes that's a challenge with kids, is finding movies that are appropriate for the whole family. Obviously, Wicked especially, and Moana hit that mark.
Yeah, they're both wonderful examples of the genre.
Now, you mentioned people aren't spending their money as much on stuff, that they're getting that experience at the theater. What about holiday spending over this past weekend?
Well, it's doing well. It's almost where it was last year. But for most stores, they're actually below where they were last year by a couple of percent. The only store that's a real exception to that is Walmart, which is just slightly above where they were last year. We saw this in the election. We've seen this everywhere. It's just inflation fatigue. People are tired of spending money. They've been spending more than they wanted to for years now, and things are getting tight. For the poorest families, they've had to become downright stingy, and it's reflected in the tremendous drop of sales in dollar stores like Dollar General, Family Dollar, or Dollar Tree. They've had some of the biggest drops of any kind of retailer. Places like Kohl's, Target are facing all kinds of drops. People seem to be buying less. They're buying fewer frivolous products. They're trying to give people some kind of gift that makes a difference. So we're going to see Christmas with Christmas presents this year, but we're probably going to see fewer packages under the trees.
That's interesting. We'll see how that plays out for the rest of December. Thank you so much, Jerry. Always good to have you on.
Have a great week.
You as well. That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. It's